From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 21st. The morning read 10 things in health worthy 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Love Notes from the Spicy One Registered. Teen girls are sad for a reason. The real rigmarole. Autistics notice trends that evade the neurotypical. Meanwhile, autistics miss the obvious, but unstated social cues that typical folks see clear as day. For instance, we autistics see the pattern of the Earth's accelerating demise but miss the rule to not to talk publicly about it because, well, it is a bummer. When Android, a well-meaning companion robot in My The New British TV Show, learns that children like scary stories, she happily shares some frightening information with a group of kids. This planet is dying, and you're all going to die with it. Next. Second, from the School for Housewives. Happy Home. The School for Housewives brings you short, practical, and thoughtful messages to inspire you to make your home. If you're new here, go to the homepage for the previous lessons. The categories are arranged in the menu bar at the top. I, Free Zone, have confidence in making your home. Everything about it develops organically from what it means to be a woman. We've been taught to denigrate, if not despise, the desirability, and yes, duty to do it, that is uniquely ours and a gift to the world. Up next, third, from Bettis Matriarch. Back to school, motherhood by the numbers, and more. Happy Friday. How is everyone this week? We are getting ready for our kids to head back to school, and I am excited to have everyone back on a schedule. Our child who had surgery 5 weeks ago is off crutches, yay, and now doing PE for a few months to strengthen up his leg and hopefully prevent this from happening again. The problem with osteochondritis is that it varies significantly case to case, and it can become a chronic issue. I got teary-eyed seeing all those in pink who went to stand in front of the courthouse yesterday. And then, fourth, from Kate Veller, the Yiddish expression "man plans, God laughs" is my life motto. I'm not one for big birthday bashes, but as my 40th approached this past July, I figured this was the year to make a splash. And so my husband and I planned it all out, a backyard barbecue with all our local friends. We'd make it family-friendly so no one had to find a babysitter. We bought a giant inflatable water slide, a pop-up tent for shade, burgers from the fancy butcher shop, and just the right combination of juice boxes and beer. We borrowed tables, scrubbed down chairs, pulled out the baby pool and water table from the basement, and cleaned out our sunroom for extra seating. Next, fifth, from the Workspace for Children. I took a nap today, on a Thursday, in the middle of the workday. Oh wow, I am tired. I don't know if it is run of the mill and of summer tired, or my oldest, Jess, left for college and my heart aches tired. I don't know if it is the we live at the beach and we had non-stop visitors every we tired, but I took a nap today, on a Thursday, in the middle of the workday. This summer I have had my sister and my three nieces from CEO, and my brother, his wife, and my niece and nephew from NJ. My son's girlfriend came from Texas, twice. My son's college roommate from OH was here for a week. My best friend and her husband for a few nights. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.